Time has a way of slowly sweeping away the importance of events and people that should be looked to, either for hope or to serve as a grim warning. It's no easy task to bring stories from the past into the present that are engaging and entertaining, but the Barrie-based Theatre by the Bay is not just doing it, they are also creating the criteria of how to excel at it. Celebrating its 21st season this year, Theatre by the Bay has found great success in bringing local history alive and staging vital moments in Barrie's history, from the extraordinary to the more infamous. Ranging from Barrie's vital participation in the First World War to its more notorious setting of a certain grow-op, Theatre by the Bay connects its patrons to our city in a unique and meaningful way, through the stories that beg to be told. Boasting an impressive season of programming, including the much-anticipated return of the locally driven Simcoe County Theatre Festival, consisting of 6 original works by local artists, a feature-length documentary about the company's history and future, and a new script development program, the company will produce Iceman and Bobby, 2 world premiere productions that hit very, very close to home. Written by local artist Trudy Romanek and presented by Am Shalom Synagogue, Bobby is the uplifting story of a true Canadian sports icon, Fanny, Bobby, Rosenfeld. Bobby chronicles the Rosenfeld family's harrowing journey as they fled from the violence and turmoil of Russia to the safety of Barrie. It was here that Bobby developed the passion for sport and began her incredible journey to become an Olympic champion. Meanwhile, the newest play by Governor General's award-winning playwright Verne Thiessen, Iceman, is a gritty, edge-of-your-seat thriller. Set at the height of the Great Depression, 2 desperate brothers commit an act of vengeance and defiance against their employer who threatens to take away an important part of their livelihood, harvesting ice on Kempinfilt Bay. First, I ask Theatre by the Bay artistic director and Iceman director Ian Mogich a few questions about the season and the upcoming premiere. Richard. Ian, you stated that the theme of this season's programming emerged as being centered around shattering ceilings. What does that mean to you and what ceilings do you believe need to be shattered first and foremost? Ian. To me, the theme speaks to the shows and the company. In terms of the shows, Bobby Rosenfeld succeeded despite every possible societal obstacle of the time. She was a woman, she was Jewish, she was an immigrant, and yet, despite all of the obstacles in her way, she triumphed and shattered ceilings for those who felt othered by society. With Iceman, we are learning just how hard it is for people to break out of the poverty cycle in times of economic stratification and depression, whether it was the 1930s or today. The 2 main characters choose to not accept their lot in life and break through that poverty ceiling through aggressive action, be that action right or wrong morally. In terms of Theatre by the Bay, despite the hardships of the pandemic, we have presented massive and innovative seasons of which 2023 is arguably the most groundbreaking. We are shattering ceilings of what a regional theatre company of our size can mean to a community, and are putting Simcoe County on the map for theatrical innovation and excellence. Richard. A world premiere production about Barrie's history written by Verne Thiessen is a major accomplishment. How did this partnership and production come to pass? Why is this a story that needs to be shared? Ian. It was, honestly, a silver lining from the pandemic. We were running virtual training programs for playwrights and I asked Verne if he would run a workshop for us. He agreed and as he learned more about the company, the more impressed he was by what we were doing. After some dramaturgical work on a script we were developing, he said, "You know, one of these days I am going to have to write a play set in Simcoe County." And, long story short, I took him up on that and here we are. Richard. Theatre by the Bay has demonstrated great success bringing Barrie's history to life. How do you see Iceman adding to that continued success? Ian. Along with being a very interesting snippet of Barrie's history, the fact that an internationally celebrated playwright wrote a show for us is opening so many doors for Theatre by the Bay. Suddenly, things like provincial, and even national, tours are more realistic, and it has attracted the attention and interest of other celebrated playwrights. The future feels very bright. Richard. Trudy, as the playwright of Bobby, what is it about Fanny, Bobby, Rosenfeld that inspired you to write a play about her? Trudy. The more I learned about Fanny, the more mythic a figure she seemed. I couldn't fit even half of her accomplishments into the play, and so many of them were mind-boggling, breaking records in just about every sport she attempted, scoring all 4 goals in a hockey game, winning a tennis championship only a year after first picking up a racket. Every day, I learned something else astounding about her. Even more remarkable to me was the fact that she was doing it all with incredible humility and against a background of societal bias. Richard. Why is it important to share Bobby's story? Trudy. Bobby's story should inspire every girl, every minority, every immigrant out there to strive for the life they desire. And it should inspire the rest of us to view every person we encounter as an equal to be respected and supported. With anti-Semitism yet again on the rise, this play is a reminder that this horrible cycle of bias needs to be ended once and for all. Richard. What can audiences expect from this production and what do you hope they walk away with? Trudy. Audiences can expect lots of running. And also a discussion of cyclical societal scapegoatism, changing views between family generations, and a first-hand look at the challenges and motivations of a world-class athlete. I hope they walk away with a new awareness of what immigrants and Jews, past and present, had and continue to have to deal with from others in society. Richard. In just 3 words, how would you describe Theatre by the Bay's 2023 season? Ian. People defying expectations. Trudy. Thrilling, eye-opening, thought-provoking. Bobby runs August 30 to Sept. 10 while Iceman runs November 1 to November 12. Both productions will be performed at the 5 Points Theatre, 1 Dunlop Street West, Barrie. For more information about Theatre by the Bay's 2023 season of programming and to purchase a subscription, click here.